Now time for a locker room chat with Frankfurt boys head basketball coach Ben Steinlogge after a couple games from this final week of regular season action. First of all, Coach, you guys win 58-52 against Washington County. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I thought, you know, kind of contrary to what we had done Tuesday against Onega, we made some winning plays down the stretch. We got some stops when we needed to, and they went on a few runs there throughout the course of the second half, and then we found a way to kind of stop the bleeding, so to speak, and score the ball. On, you know, Tuesday before that, we scored in the last 4 minutes of the game, and then, you know, credit to Onega, came back and beat us there. So pleased with how we finished, a little better, like I said, contrary to the couple days before.
Yeah, it was a fun game to watch, getting your first league win. And tell me about some of those stops you were able to get down the stretch.
Yeah, I thought we did a better job of boxing out, you know, forcing contested shots there, you know, thrown from real deep. You know, we were up three and kind of forced him to take some shots. You know, they were probably, well, maybe out of their comfort zone. And not only do that, but we rebound on the backside of it. And then, you know, obviously come down and hit free throws down the stretch was huge.
Yeah, and talking about West and Lane, how phenomenal they were. West had 21 points, Lane had 20 in that one, and West hit 4 3-pointers in the third quarter, and Laney had 10 points in that second quarter. He had all of your guys' points in that second quarter. Tell us what you thought from their games.
Yeah, West has really been pretty good since he got back from injury there after Christmas, especially this last several weeks, since shooting the ball really well from outside, and we beat that. You know, his IQ was so high, you know, somebody as a freshman can kind of get his own shot, which is kind of unheard of. You know, come off screens, get his feet set, and let it fly. And then Lane, really, not only Friday, Tuesday, he had a double-double as well. He had, you know, 10 or 11 points on Tuesday, and he had 14 rebounds. So he's had a good stretch here lately, using his athleticism, his ability to get downhill and kind of split double teams and such and elevate the rim and score. So done a better job finishing for us. Been real proud of both of those guys and how they've handled their business lately.
Great stuff. And then you guys followed it up with a tough loss on the road against a very scrappy Lynn team, 68-54. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, although we were up, I don't know, 9 or something there in the second quarter and had a drive spell again and kind of let Lynn get back into it. I think we were up here 4 minutes at half and then really kind of doomed us there. It was in the third quarter. Got away from us a little bit there, got up to 9 or something. And then we kind of climbed back in it at the start of the fourth. I think West hit a 3 and had a chance to get the free throw line a few times and miss some free throws and then, you know, get some offensive rebounds on the back end of it on the other side. And they end up scoring, had to foul team and kind of stretched it to 14 and made it look a little worse than what it actually was. But just didn't do some things defensively that we had talked about, going over the top of ball screens, not getting front cuts. And then obviously, you mentioned it, Lynn, extremely scrappy and physical. And we got beat up on the boards a little bit at various times and inopportune times.
So you guys now take on an Osborne team in the sub-state that you guys haven't played since 2007, in which you guys were victorious 76-50. That's the last time you guys played them. What do you know about this Osborne team? Have you gotten to research them a little bit? What do you know about them, and how are you planning to stop them here on Friday?
Yeah, they're a little older group, a bunch of juniors, a senior in there, and they got a sophomore or two that plays. Play really fast, get down the floor, very aggressive defensively, see a lot of man, mostly in the half court, maybe see some full court stuff, but they're going to do some various trapping things, you know, whether it's coming on ball screen or just kind of random traps out at the 45 and getting after us and trying to force pressure, so we're going to have to do a great job of handling that, seeing the floor, you know, not getting sped up and getting back in transition as well. You know, fortunately for us, we play in probably the toughest small school league in the state. So we're battle-tested. And, you know, not that Osborne's not good, because they are. But, you know, hopefully we don't let the trip beat us. And we go out there and ready to compete and lay it all out there. And whatever happens, happens.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time today and throughout the whole season as well. And best of luck against Osborne on Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
That was Frankfurt boys head basketball coach Ben Steinlogge here on Locker Room Chat ahead of their sub-state quarterfinal matchup against Osborne coming up on Friday as that game has moved to 6:30 instead of 7. Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfurt.